in the limelight.
U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has upped the ante considerably over what was done to Iran over the previous years. So, over the past 3 years, Donald Trump has thrown everything at Iran. Number one, breaching the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal adopted by the UN Security Council, making it binding international law. So the US breached the law. France, Germany, and Britain also breached the UN Security Council resolution meeting international law, which Iranian President Hassan Rouhani emphasized in a comment recently, saying they breached the law. They did not fulfill their obligations under the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. If they continue on this path, the JCPOA or Iran's nuclear deal can't survive. The sanctions against Iran mainly aim to hurt the Iranian people. That's what they're mainly all about. That's the main thing that he was trying to do, falsely believing that if the people of Iran or any other country that the US sanctions, if they suffer enough, they will rise up against the ruling authorities and they'll want the government toppled to do the US job for it. It never has worked. Decades of US sanctions on Iran, on Cuba, on Russia, China, North Korea. Usually the result of these sanctions are the people of these countries rally around their governments more strongly than before. We have prepared an article written by Stephen Lenman, Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and host of the Progressive Radio News Hour. Stephen Lenman's article is titled U.S. Sanctions Aim to Hurt Iranian People. Please stay with us for more of Stephen Lenman's article. Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution that ended a generation of US-installed fascist tyranny, the US has thrown everything at Iran conceivable, short of all-out war. It threw a proxy war against Iran in the 1980s with Iraq. This went on for better part of the decade, about 8 years. Over the years, over about 41 years, the US has sanctioned Iran many, many times. All U.S. sanctions are illegal. Stephen Lenman writes, only the U.N. Security Council may impose sanctions on nations, not individual countries, against any other country. I've explained this many times in my writing. This is right in the U.N. Charter, so it's nothing I'm making up. It's not even a separate international law. Well, there is international law on this, but it's right in the United Nations Charter, which is about as basic as anything can be international law-wise. The Trump administration has upped the ante considerably over what was done to Iran over the previous years. So over the past 3 years, Donald Trump has thrown everything at Iran. Number one, breaching the Iran nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, adopted by the UN Security Council, making it binding international law. So the United States breached the law. France, Germany, and Britain also breached the UN Security Council resolution meeting international law, which Iranian President Hassan Rouhani emphasized in a comment recently, saying they breached the law. They did not fulfill their obligations under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. If they continue on this path, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action can't survive. Whether things will change when US presidential hopeful Joe Biden, who will probably defeat Donald Trump this November, is no guarantee, but it certainly looks that way now. Maybe things might have a chance to change a bit if he becomes president in 2021. We'll have to wait and see. But Iran has become more self-sufficient because of everything the United States has thrown at the country and its people. And I would want to emphasize one more thing. The sanctions against Iran mainly aimed at hurting the Iranian people. That's what they're mainly all about. And that's the main aim of the sanctions, and Donald Trump was trying to do falsely believe that if the people of Iran or any other country that the United States sanctions, if they suffer enough, they will rise up against the ruling authorities and they want the government toppled to do the US job for it. It has never worked. Decades of US sanctions against Iran, against Cuba, against Russia, China, North Korea. Usually the result of these sanctions are the people of those countries rally around their governments even more strongly than before. And the reason is simple, because the only people they have to look after their interests and welfare is their own government. Certainly no foreign government pays any attention to the people of some other country. Most foreign governments don't take care of the people of their own countries. Certainly the United States does not do it. Other Western countries do not do it either. So in the case of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Iranian people are rallying around their government to oppose US actions against their country. And this has gone on all these decades. You would think the United States, after all these years, would have learnt the lesson. As a matter of fact, against Cuba, this has gone on for over 60 years, all in vain. Has the US learnt a lesson? No. It repeats the same mistakes over and over again, getting the same results. And I believe it was Albert Einstein who said, that's a good definition of insanity. In contrast to endless US war on humanity, China, Russia, the Islamic Republic of Iran and other non-belligerent nations on its target list for regime change pursue cooperative relations with one another. For some time, China and Iran have been working on a reported 25-year strategic partnership. When finalized, it will build on a 2016 bilateral agreement between Tehran and Beijing. Contrary to some reports, there's nothing secret about talks between officials of both nations. They've been known about for some time. When finalized ahead, it will reportedly be called the Sino-Iranian Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Days earlier, the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman said Abbas Mousavi issued the following statement to dispel misinformation and fake news about what's going on. Said Abbas Mousavi said, according to a 2016 agreement between the presidents of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the People's Republic of China, stipulated in Article 6 of the communique during the Honorable Chinese President's visit to Tehran, the two countries have explicitly expressed their political determination to promote and deepen their relations strategically and decided to devise a comprehensive 25-year roadmap between the two countries to become the basis for the coherent and all-out expansion of political and economic relations between Iran and China in years to come. The statement added, the preliminary draft of the document has been prepared with the participation of specialized institutions from the two countries and is currently undergoing the negotiation stage. The statement by Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman said Abbas Mousavi noted, naturally, after finalization of the negotiations, the document will be submitted to the representatives of the people in the parliament for legal procedures. Referring to America's hostility towards both Iran and China, Mousavi said, the strategic relations between Iran and China that entails mutual key interests for the peoples of the two countries have enemies that will make every effort for the failure of these negotiations and lack of success of the document. He noted, fulfillment of Iran's national interests has been the only guiding principle for Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in devising the strategic document, and the negotiations have been held with utmost carefulness and meticulousness, and the people of Iran will soon observe the results, God willing. Mousavi added, No other text would be valid before the finalization of negotiations. Therefore, the media are urged to refrain from republishing the texts that are prepared and disseminated with various purposes and objectives. Foreign Ministry spokesman Mousavi expects that details of the Strategic Partnership Agreement will be finalized and made public in the near future. Separately, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said, "With confidence and conviction, we're negotiating a 25-year strategic accord with China, stressing there is nothing secretive about it." The leadership of both countries supports the Strategic Partnership Agreement. Bilateral ties have been close for years. Days earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's Chief of Staff Mahmoud Vaezi slammed destructive propaganda initiated and directed from outside of Iran against the expansion of relations with neighboring countries, especially with China and Russia. Clearly, U.S. hardliners from both right wings of its party oppose constructive relations that benefit nations they want transformed into subservient vassal states. The Sino-Iran Accord will advance the economic and strategic interests of both Tehran and Beijing at the expense of U.S. imperial aims to weaken and undermine their development. According to oilprice.com recently, citing unnamed senior sources closely connected to Iran's oil ministry, the economic accord will have a military component, adding China will invest $280 billion in developing Iran's oil, gas and petrochemical industry during the first 5 years of the 25-year agreement, provided both countries agree on the terms. There will be another $120 billion of investment by China, $400 billion in total. In return, Chinese companies will be given the first option to bid on any new or stalled or uncompleted oil, gas and petrochemical projects in Iran. China will also be able to buy any and all oil, gas and petrochemical products at a minimum guaranteed discount of 12% to the six-month rolling mean average price of comparable benchmark products, plus another 6-8% of that metric for risk-adjusted compensation. China will be involved in building out of Iran's core infrastructure as part of its One Belt, One Road initiative. Its long-term project for greater regional integration, numerous countries involved in over $1 trillion in investments. China, Russia, Iran, and many other regional countries seek increased industrialization through mutual cooperation. The United States pursues dominance, stressing militarism over cooperative relations with other nations, a prescription for confrontation over peace and stability. The Iranian government spokesman Ali Rabi'i said Iran is ready to negotiate similar accords with other countries based on mutual trust and mutual interest. According to oilprice.com, China seeks another discount of 32% in total. Its assessment is pure speculation as bilateral discussions are continuing. Terms of what's agreed on won't be known until officials of both countries release them publicly. Recently, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Ghulam Reza Ansari said, "Some of the criticisms recently raised about a 25-year strategic cooperation deal between Tehran and Beijing are ridiculous." Ansari added, "They are terrified that Iran will be linked to China's global potentialities." He noted, "Since Iran's relations with China are serious, and that forms the basis of economic and strategic cooperation between the two countries in the 25-year document, it is quite normal for Western countries to be worried about such relations." Ghulam Reza Ansari added, "The policy of the United States and Britain, Anglo-Saxons in general, is to focus on pressuring Iran in a bid to keep it away from China and Russia. The policy has failed. So did over 40 years of U.S. efforts to colonize and exploit Iran, its vast hydrocarbon reserves, and 84 million people. China and Iran are economic and strategic partners." According to Chinese President Xi Jinping, relations between both countries resulted in important achievements in the political, economic, cultural arenas. Xi Jinping added, "Beijing is ready to start a new chapter in bilateral relations with Iran by upgrading the current level of interaction and cooperation. Well, it doesn't really matter what the United States does to Iran or any other countries on its target list for regime change. These countries are standing firm. The United States is growing weaker over time. It is a declining power. Other nations are rising. Nations such as Russia, China, Islamic Republic of Iran, and many other countries. They are rising because they believe in cooperative relations with other countries. The US wants other nations to smash the ones who do not abandon their own interests in service of US interests. That's the bottom line for the United States. Either you obey us or we will sanction you to death, and many times wage a war against them. US policies have achieved nothing. All US wars have not been won in the post-Second World War era. All US wars by other means, sanctions and other hostile actions, showed the war has failed. The United States is failing. One day the US will go all the way of One day the United States will go the way of all other empires in history, in history's dustbin where it truly belongs. That's where it's heading. That's the trend, and that's the way it will end up.